With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Colorado House is advancing a bill that would protect a person's natural hairstyle from racial discrimination. Scott Franz has more on the so-called Crown Act.
California became the first state to protect natural hairstyles from racial discrimination last year. In Colorado, it's personal for bill sponsor Janet Buckner. The African-American state representative says a gymnastics instructor asked her granddaughter to change her hairstyle.
I do not want my granddaughters to lose their self-confidence because other people are not comfortable with their natural hairstyles.
The Crown Act would update the state's anti-discrimination law to specify that a natural hairstyle is a protected trait in school and at work. The bill will soon head to the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A new space at the Aspen Art Museum called the Learning Lab aims to help people of all ages learn about contemporary art. The lab is in a classroom on the museum's main floor and is open to all visitors. Books for children and adults and materials to make art are all provided. Elizabeth Strunk is the School Youth and Family Programs Manager at the Aspen Art Museum. She says she wants the Learning Lab to be welcoming and educational.
What we want this space to be is a place where everybody can gain the knowledge and learn about at least one exhibition in the museum.
The lab is currently dedicated to the Yayo Kusama exhibit, Where the Lights in My Heart Go. Strunk says it will focus on new exhibits as they rotate through the museum. Work begins today to reinforce riverbanks along a stretch of the Crystal River. Alex Hager reports Pickens County Open Space and Trails wants to stop erosion from undercutting the Crystal Trail.
The construction site is at Highway 133 and Thomas Road, south of Carbondale, where the Crystal River bends toward the highway. The project will see heavy machinery in the river to modify the channel, stabilize the bank, and plant native vegetation. Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum says this project took on a new level of urgency because heavy runoff last spring led to high water for longer than normal.
And because of that, the force of that water was hitting that bank for 2 months longer and took out a significant section of the river.
The project is slated to be done by June. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.